are here at the Cornerstone Credit Union League 2019 annual meeting. And look who's in the studio lounge. Mr. Jay Bear.
Jay
How
Bear.
Are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I've been following you for years and years. We were just talking before the recording about your like 4-minute interview.
Yeah. I used to do a video show called Jay Today, which was a little bit of insights a few times a week, and I did about 150 episodes, something like that. And then, you know, always new shows, new things.
Well, I liked it because there was something different every day. So it was like you're feeling about a certain airline or your refill drinks at the soft.
That was the one that stood out. That was at Disney. Yeah, I remember. I was at that same hotel recently, and I was like, I remember shooting this episode, and I'm still angry about it. Yeah, years later.
Darn it. Well, we're beyond that now. Yeah. We are here today. Here again, we're at the conference. You did a pre-conference workshop now, and it was called "Hug Your Haters, Embrace Complaints, and Keep Your Members." Because this is something. This is a big issue in the credit union industry because a lot of credit unions are still on the fence with social media, believe it or not,
100%.
Because they don't want to deal with the haters out there.
Right.
So what's your advice to those folks out there?
Well, here's the thing. The big sort of strategic move on the chessboard, Michael, is that today, more and more member interactions, whether you like it or not, are taking place in public.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram now, places like Yelp, other discussion boards and forums, like hyperlocal discussion boards and things like that. For thousands of years, businesses of all kinds, all the interactions with their customers, members here, were private.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was face-to-face, phone, letter. Right? I mean, I'm old enough to remember a time when you would send an actual complaint letter. Like, you would write it out. Like, how dare you, sir?
Yeah.
And you would put an actual stamp on it, right? And it would go in the mailbox. And then, like, a month later, they'd send you something back. You're like, wow, that's really great service.
Yeah.
I got a letter back in a month. And now, of course, you know, you're just sending, you know, a tweet. And so it doesn't really matter, frankly, whether the credit union wants to embrace these new contact mechanisms. The members want to embrace those mechanisms.
No doubt.
And we talked about this today in the pre-con. Like, we have to fundamentally interact with people in the places that they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter whether you're comfortable with that. And you think about the demographics of this. Like, I've got kids in college. Both my kids are teenagers. And they don't use the phone. Like, they don't ever use the phone.
Right.
They don't want to ever make a phone call. And that's not going to change.
Nope.
Right? And those people who are Gen Z, I guess, nominally, that is the future of every credit union.
Yeah.
Like, it's just how demographics work. So eventually, now, it could be 2 years, could be 10 years, but it doesn't matter. Eventually, no member will want to use the phone.
That's coming.
So you can either make this shift now, or you can make it later, but you're going to make it.
Right. I'm a Gen Xer, and I can't remember the last time I called my credit union. So, I mean, I'm either email or text or go online.
You would only call if it was, like, dire. If you're like, look, I can't deal with this any other way. I have to talk to a person.
Right.
That's the only time you do it.
Yeah. Where'd that $500 go?
Right.
Wait.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's when you'd call them and talk to them.
That's it.
So what are a couple of takeaways that folks can use right away from this pre-conference workshop this morning?
Thing one is a 5-step system. I won't go through all of them. But one thing is that we have to answer every member in every channel every time.
Every.
Right? So phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, doesn't matter, Yelp, every member, every channel, every time. Because when somebody reaches out, even if it's not a complaint, if it's just like, hey, and they don't hear back, that doesn't make you feel better. That doesn't make you want to stay a member.
Right.
So we've got to work harder to address everybody. And then the other thing that we talked a lot about is the importance of speed. And we had a great conversation this pre-con with one of the attendees who said, well, it takes us a while sometimes to get back to a member who has a problem because we got to go look it up. We got to figure it out. We got to look at the account history. We got to talk to somebody.
Right.
And I said, okay, I understand that, but here's the deal. What you should do instead is a member complains, and then you immediately reply and say, we're looking into it.
Right.
What they do is they wait till they have an answer,
because
she said, well, we don't want to get back if we don't have an answer. I said, no. Opposite is true.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to them immediately, and then get back to them a second time when you actually have it figured out.
Yep.
And I know that seems counterintuitive, maybe it's a little bit more work, but psychologically for the member, like, they know you're on top of it. And that's the key.
Yeah, that's our new normal today.
That's it.
So immediacy, for sure.
Yep.
So why is this stuff so important today? I think you alluded to it in your previous responses. This is the generation.
Well, it's generation. It's expectations, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's also the fact that the economics have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So when member interactions are public, what this means, Michael, is that customer service, member service, is a spectator sport.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you have a member who has a question or a complaint, and they raise that issue in a public forum, Yelp, Google, Twitter, Facebook, TripAdvisor, whatever, there are onlookers who are either current members or potential members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And each of those onlookers has a value to the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about the member in question who has the complaint. It's about all the other people who are watching how you handle it,
right,
and what they're worth to your credit union.
Right.
Right? Right. So what this means is that today, in a way that was really unthinkable 5 years ago, member service is marketing. It is marketing.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. We
you're
think
right.
of it as two different departments, marketing department, service department. It's actually the same thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Because customer service, member interactions can actually create new members
mm-hmm.
if you do it
mm-hmm.
better than people expect.
Yeah, because those messages are out there for the public to see.
So right, it's on record.
They're marketing
it's
messages.
Public.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. All right, I want to switch gears to tomorrow. You're doing the opening session.
I am. I'm super excited.
And this one's entitled Talk Triggers to Grow
yep.
Your Membership. Turn your members into volunteer marketers, speaking
yes.
of which.
Yes.
So give us a quick overview here.
The best way to grow any organization, especially a member organization, is for the members to do that growing for you.
Mm-hmm.
The number one source of new members is referrals from existing members.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's true universally. However, the best way to approach that is to give current members a story to tell. See, one of the mistakes we make in business, not just in credit unions, in every business, is we've convinced ourselves, incorrectly, that competency creates conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That if you just run a good credit union, if you just run a competent organization, that members will notice that and tell their friends.
Right.
But that's not really how word of mouth works. Like, I never say, check this out. Let me tell you. about this perfectly adequate experience I just
yeah,
had.
Yeah.
Right? Like nobody ever says
perfectly
that,
adequate,
right?
Yeah.
Because there's no story. It's not a story worth telling. It's not
mm-hmm.
a story worth listening to. So what we want to do is strategically, purposely, create some element of the member experience designed to create conversations.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Could be a gift, could be faster than they expect, could be more empathetic than they expect, doing a thing that they do not expect. Can
right.
you give an example?
Right. Yeah,
give
please.
A story.
Please.
There is a restaurant in Sacramento, California. This isn't in the presentation, so I'm not giving anything away. There's a restaurant in Sacramento, California called Skip's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Super simple. Counter service, right? You go to the front, you got a menu board here. You say, I want two patty melts, chocolate shake, onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
Before you pay, the counter person pulls out from under a counter a deck of playing cards, fans them out face down.
I'll go for the card. Thank you.
Pick a card.
Yeah? So I just pick one and...
Pick a card, and if you get a joker, your entire meal is free.
What?
Whether you order for just yourself or you've got six friends with you. Now,
that's awesome.
On average, four people a day win this game. And when they win, it's like, oh my God, right?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
putting reviews on
yeah.
Yelp and telling their friends and calling their mom, and it's like a whole thing, right? This restaurant has been in business for 11 years. They have spent a grand total of $0.00 on advertising in 11 years. Because the talk trigger, this game,
mm-hmm.
is the word of mouth generator.
Right, right.
It's the story that people tell.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great saying from Robert Stevens. Robert was the founder of Geek Squad, the
mm-hmm.
services arm for Best
yeah.
Buy.
Yeah.
Really smart guy. Robert's got this saying that goes like this: advertising is a tax paid by the unremarkable. It's not entirely true. There's a time and place for advertising, but it's true enough. And a business
yeah.
like Skip's Kitchen proves it. Now, it's called Skip's Kitchen. Big sign out front. Big sign. Skip's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
In Sacramento, though, most people don't call it that. They call it That Joker Restaurant.
Oh.
That's how you know you've
local,
got something, right?
Yeah, okay.
They have given their customers a story to tell.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
every credit union can and should do the same thing. And credit unions are particularly well positioned to mm-hmm. use talk triggers for a lot of different reasons,
oh, no
right?
doubt.
A member organization, it's an ongoing relationship.
Right.
You've got lots of interaction points and touch points with members,
mm-hmm.
right? It fits the thesis really, really well. So I'm super pumped to talk about all the premises and the ways you can do it. Lots of stories. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, you can't swing a cat these days without talking about, especially in our industry, about member experience.
That's
but
it.
You hear it in every industry,
That's
customer
it.
Experience.
That's it. Yep.
How are you unique in some
yes.
sex? It sounds like
yes.
Skip's Kitchen or the
yeah,
Joker.
And so my take is when we talk about member experience, what we're usually talking about is competency. What I'm saying is you need a member experience that creates conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not about
yeah.
good, it's about different.
Yep.
Right? It's what do people notice? And what we notice as human beings, some of this is just science and physiology.
Mm-hmm.
As human beings, what we notice are things that are outside our existing frame of reference. They're outside
yeah.
the pattern.
Yep.
If it's in the pattern, you're like, yeah. okay.
Sure.
But you're not going to tell a story about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you have to do something that breaks the pattern. That's the talk trigger. And a talk trigger is an operational choice that
mm-hmm.
you make designed to create conversations.
I would love to hear in tomorrow's presentation any credit unions may want to stand up and share maybe some unique experiences that they had. That would be
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, as I mentioned
Spread
before we came online, I've got a new show that I do every week on Tuesdays called the Talk Triggers Show.
Okay.
And it's on YouTube. It's also a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it at talktriggersshow.com. And each week is a case study. And so I'm always looking for new stories.
Okay.
And so
maybe I'll have some tomorrow.
Hopefully we'll get some
yeah.
From the attendees that I can roll into the
Very
show.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you get going because I know you got a busy schedule.
Thanks.
You got to prep for tomorrow and
yeah.
all that type of stuff. Where can we find out more about you and these topics? Where do we
so,
go?
So, best place to find me is Jay Baer, B-A-E-R. All the social media, I'm not hard to find at all.
Okay.
JayBaer.com is my main website. TalkTriggersShow.com
okay.
is the new show.
There you go. There he is, everybody. Jay Baer, go look him up. He's got a wealth of information. Good guy, too.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Thanks, Jay.